Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics around us, and in our personal life and in our metaphysical search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I hope to be joined by Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley as the evening progresses. Now, I don't hope some of you got a chance to see the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction so exact in the sky. Now, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction happens every 20 years. It rarely happens what we call parallel, the same degree north and south, which it is just about is now, which is why they're so close together. And it's been beautiful to watch the images that have shown up online where you can see the rings of Saturn and the moons of Jupiter and brings it so close. These two largest planets in our solar system are associated with the contracting or conservative elements and the expansive or the, you know, the liberal elements in politics, or the abundance and contraction. And we need that balance between the two of them, which has been so hard to find in the politics recently, where everything is polarized rather than together. But in the last 2 weeks, the last week and a half, Saturn has moved out of Capricorn into Aquarius. Jupiter has moved out of Saturn into Aquarius, and they conjunct this afternoon, beginning a new 20-year cycle. And this is the first time it's happened in Aquarius in a very long time. It was an Earth sign from Lincoln's death. Every 20 years, the president in office, as the two conjunct, died in office, whether by illness or by assassination or some other mishap. So and until it happened in an air sign under Reagan, when it shifted and he was shot in the lung, but he did not physically die. Then went back to an earth sign, and we never know who was elected the year that under 9/11, when the votes were too close and the Supreme Court made the decision to put George Bush in. This year, again, it happens. It conjuncts. And usually there's something that triggers the conservative and the liberal elements to work together, because there's a problem like 9/11, because there's a disease, this one, because something goes on which asks them to work together and stand and find a way not to polarize. So I'm hoping that we can see that change. Now, we're going to really feel the switch in era as Saturn get out of Capricorn and into Aquarius. Saturn was in Aquarius briefly last spring, from the week before George Floyd's death until the end of June. And during that time, we saw a huge surge forward in social justice, the reexamination of the habits of prejudice, the unspoken questions around how it's manifest throughout politics, throughout employment, throughout business, throughout our lives. And that question started to quiet down again when we headed into the major part of campaign season, but is being addressed or is attempting to be addressed by this administration, so far the incoming one. Saturn was in Aquarius during the Rodney King riots in California, and Saturn was in Aquarius during Martin Luther King's March on Washington and the I Have a Dream speech. So we see Saturn in Aquarius really bring up the questions of social justice, which I think are going to be front and center for the next 2 years. So that will be an interesting process. But today, not only did we have the winter solstice at 3 o'clock in the morning, thereabouts here in Montana, And so from now on, the days will slowly grow longer and brighter. And we feel that new beginnings. We know that spring is intimated by the fact that each day will be a minute longer, even though we're facing the worst of the cold. And I think we can see the same for the politics and the disease and the very difficult stuff that have come up this year and the isolation with Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter all in Capricorn, the COVID cluster or clump. And they have been squared back and forth by Mars in Aries three times since the end of June, end of July. Now, today is the last of those squares from Mars. It's an exact square between Mars and Pluto today, which can bring up the restlessness, the, you know, political anger that's still very strong, but it's also been associated with the inflammation of this disease. So I was wondering if we were going to see one more resurgence, you know, besides the fact that we're in this the second wave. But to hear about the new form of the disease that showed up in England, where the new mutated form of COVID-19 has is 70% more contagious than the other form. It doesn't seem to be any worse in its effect, but it does seem to be far more contagious and a higher viral load than the old version. So it will be, there is a chance that this is the last major shock to the system around the disease. That doesn't mean it doesn't play itself out. Just like the fact that the days are growing longer now implies that spring is on its way. But we have a lot of cold weather and blizzards to help us between now and then before we can take this any further, before we get to that springtime. So we're going to feel that, you know, that ability to have temper spike, but also the energy to deal with everything that's going on. The moon went in Aries today after the weekend in Pisces. So many people I know found themselves crying at Christmas carols over the weekend as the Pisces moon conjunct Neptune, and they remembered years gone by and who's missing and who's not here with them, and how hard that can be, that sense of overwhelm. Now, as the moon moves, is into Aries, we have the energy to scurry around and get everything done that needs to get done for the next couple of days. And if you know, if you're celebrating the winter solstice, that Pisces moon was great for the deep times. Now we've turned the corner, and it's time to begin to sort of plan ahead. Not quite yet, but it's cooking. It's starting to build the idea that we could see around the corner and see into this next wave of our lives. Now, for the rest of this week, with the moon in Aries for the next 3 days, going to help us get done what needs to get done, that Mars-Pluto square is, we feel it today, but it's absolutely exact tomorrow night and early on Wednesday morning. Venus is also semi-square Pluto at this time, and that can leave, you know, be aware of the death toll, but also aware of who's missing and just that we are missing out on our normal holidays. But to be at the same time grateful in the face of that we are alive, to be sad about it. Then the moon goes into Taurus right on Christmas Eve. It will allow us to slow down and get into our senses, be aware of our feelings, be aware of the deliciousness of wonderful food. For those of us that are isolating this holiday, we're just going to sit here in our house on the hill in Montana and not see any relatives until it's nice and safe. Although I think I see Mark Waltz. Hello, Mark. Are you there?
Hello, Heather. Happy solstice.
Yes.
Happy winter.
Happy solstice. How are you doing?
Good, good. I was mixed up. I had the other phone. I didn't even recognize it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize it. I don't.
Right.
You have to. I have to get that number down so that I can remember to call you in. I'm running the switchboard for people. And so if I don't recognize Mark's number, I don't call him until later. So I apologize for that.
That's
good
all right.
Good to hear you.
Yeah.
How was your solstice?
Very good. We didn't get to see Jupiter Saturn because of the clouds. But
yeah, it's overcast here too.
Yeah, I'm pretty amazed that it's happening on the same day. Sun and Mercury and zero Capricorn, and Saturn and Jupiter and zero Aquarius.
Isn't it amazing? What an ingress!
Yeah, I hope it's
what an ingress,
a good,
and how hopeful.
A good kickstart.
Yeah. We're saying that Mars is still finishing its last square to Pluto over the next 2 days. And so we've still got the difficulties, but I can feel that fresh air coming in and, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, or a light at the end of the tunnel. There's always one other tunnel as we go through life. And I was saying that we have on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, the moon conjuncts Uranus. Christmas Day, Mercury trines Uranus. And then on the 27th, the sun trines Uranus. And I'm hoping that these Uranus aspects can help us, you know, look forward instead of just mourn what's missing, though I think that's still going to be strong while Venus semi-squares Pluto, but that we can, you know, we'll invent a new holiday this year, do it differently rather than just try to make it like it always is, only missing people. So to really invent this year.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And the
Christmas Day, the Uranus is conjunct Lilith.
Yes.
Uranus and
Talk
Lilith
about that.
Are working. Well, Lilith is the hidden feminine, and it's really the strong feminine. And I think of it as the acting up feminine. So, you know, when you team it up with Uranus, we have kind of a revolt or revolution energy. Coming from the normally disenfranchised, at least by the people who think they're in power.
Yeah. Yeah.
But usually
it's been
the people who think they're in power
to watch
are
it all.
Less in power than they think.
That certainly seems to be the case.
Yeah.
And
so it's very exciting to have Uranus playing a role in all this. Because with the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction, that goes into this next 20-year cycle. So we're ushering in this cycle with Uranus in a prominent position.
Change. Because both Saturn and Jupiter are applying to a square with Uranus. They're in the orb now. And we'll be moving, you know, Jupiter will be there in months, and Saturn will be there, you know, by the end of the year.
Yeah.
That will be, we're moving into a time of great change.
Yeah, and Uranus
gives
us an energy to really adapt quickly. So there's an ability with Uranus to just intuitively sense what's going to work and jump into it. So all of us can keep that in mind. Yeah, if you see an opportunity, go ahead, let yourself jump. Take a chance. It won't be too much of a chance because you've got Saturn playing a big role, too. So there's a stability at the same time.
And this week with this, you know, normally, you know, people talk about going home for Christmas. Well, once the sun goes into Capricorn, it's important to think about your roots, whatever they might be, to think back on the history of them, where you are, what's gone on. But the idea is if you've got good roots, now you're ready to grow in the springtime. Now you're ready to leap forward. But there is a bunny hop process to this exciting change that we have to kind of, where are we coming from and where are we going to? There's, I think, a real shift in the demographics of the world as so many people who were, not everybody who died of COVID was elderly, but a lot of people were. And a lot of people, apparently, who, you know, had heart attacks. The hospitals were too full to get to them. So, well, there was an increase in heart attack rates, an increase in, you know, there's been, I think we're going to find that there's a shift to a younger demographic over the next couple of years. And I think that's also part of the excitement for the change coming up. Uranus and Mars will be conjunct in Taurus on the inauguration day. So that whole new presidency has in its birth chart the Mars-Uranus conjunction.
Yeah.
And that will be, you know, you'll see the irritation to the last crew as Mars squares Jupiter and Saturn right before the election, right before the inauguration, and then on the inauguration sort of helps launch the change from there. So I think this next crew will, you know, jump into making a change.
Yeah, I think it would be like when the bull rider is on the bull gate, they charge up.
Yep.
And I'm feeling like that.
So, shall we give a few people a chance? We'll answer some questions and move on. Hello, error code 858. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Oh, my gosh. Really, Kimberly?
Yes, really.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, my God.
Give us your birthday.
Everybody can hear you.
Okay, I'm so excited. Okay, my birthday is November 2nd, 1967.
And what time?
12:05 p.m. I have a twin sister who was born 4 minutes before me.
Aha, 12:01 p.m. And where were you born?
She was 12:01. I'm 12:05. Glendale, California.
Yep. And what's your question?
Okay, so I've had a hellacious year. I lost my father to COVID. Mm-hmm. And
hon, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. It was, I'm still processing that.
Really,
but
awful.
We all, as kids, had a pretty, like, tortured and incredibly loving relationship with our dad. But he was all about himself, but he loved us deeply. His third wife has...
To the best of his ability.
Literally, his third wife is not a nice woman. I don't know if she's just pure evil or if she's just kind of grown in that direction. But we still have not seen a will. And she is trying to say that my dad, who has amassed a fortune, wanted to leave us nothing. And so we're all like, what? Who? Like the guy that we just were hanging out with?
Does anybody, had anybody a contract on his lawyers? I mean, I see in your house, the eighth house, when you were born, you have Pluto, Venus, Uranus, and a few asteroids all conjunct in your eighth house, the house of death, sex, taxes, and inheritance. And so you've got love, Venus, with change and upheaval and power struggles on either side of it in your natal chart. And Pluto is in the midst of trining all of that at this very moment. So, yes, it's all up and running. All the times that your strings have been pulled by the power dynamics. It's been loving and controlling all at the same time.
It's so brutal.
It looks like, yeah, it was been so. And you know, you're going to be so much freer now that you don't have whatever happens after this is done. There is no more chains to be jerked, and you're going to feel so much freer.
Well, you know, I mean, I already do. I mean, I have three kids. I'm the one who's like, okay, we somehow had this contract up there. And, you know, like we were both, you know, meant to create that friction for each other. And, you know, like I get that dynamic, but I'm dealing with my sister and my brother who I'm not the trustee. And this is going legal.
Do we know, does anybody know anything about his trustee, his lawyer, anything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, my twin is the trustee of our thing, but my dad had Alzheimer's before he, in probably the last 5 years, he's been declining. And in the last 3 years, we know she's changed things. And so, like, we already know that she has moved things around, and she is really, I mean, she is legit trying to, like, undo. Like, my dad was at one point, he's like, oh, my bride gets 50% and 50% goes to my kids. And, you know, that was like the end of the conversation. And now she's trying to convince us that he did not like us or even want to leave us anything. And we're like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, so I guess I'm looking at, like, in my chart, what, like, are there moves I should make? I mean, can you see something about my dad?
Your progressed moon
is
also at 23 degrees of, and it looks like it's hitting your sister even harder because Pluto is close to your ascendant, and it's even closer to her ascendant because her ascendant's 1 degree earlier. Your progressed moon is at 23 degrees Libra, exactly square Pluto at the moment. So you are going through this grief. I would say yes. What you need to do is you need to feel that you did everything. Not whether or not the outcome is true, whether or not you know that your father did leave you in his heart half of his estate. She may have screwed you out of it, but it's not time to give up.
No,
so
I definitely won't.
You know, instead of getting attached to that, I would say do everything you can. Find out what's going on with his lawyer and demand to see a will. Let it go to probate. You know, the evidence has to be there.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you can say before the Alzheimer's hit. Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, stay concentrated and stay on point. You always do much, much better when you're focused. When you let other people sort of jerk you into an action, it doesn't work for you. You know what needs to be done, and it's when you take actions, things happen. But do that out
take
of your
action.
Own center. Yeah.
Take action. Okay.
I'm
taking action. I just don't want to be that fool who chases, you know, good money after bad. And
do what you can. I would say it's not time. No, be ready to let go if it looks like it's going that way. But you need hard evidence that there is nothing else to be done before you can go there.
Right. And with all these planets, like, I'm a newbie. I've been following. It's been really fun. I'm sorry Anne's not on the phone because I just love her. I found her on Astrology Hub. And, God, this has been really amazing
to follow
you guys. Yeah, but you guys have, like, allowed me. You've given me, like, she does the weather, right? So I'm like, I always know what to wear, you know? I just feel like at least I've got that kind of guidance, you know? And so I really appreciate, because I just feel like with all these planets in Scorpio and all this, like, this has been a crazy year and crazy things have happened.
It has been. And this is, you know, when you look at your, and it's not going to get any uncrazy anytime soon for you, I'm afraid. Uranus is directly opposed to your Mercury. Uranus is going to oppose your Sun. Uranus is going to oppose your Moon. But this is a chance to really heal some of the innate issues that you walked into this life with and that which got acted out and laid down and organized as when you were a kid.
Okay. so I'm willing to do that. And it's really kind of crazy because today I've had two conversations with both my siblings that, like, they share things with me that I've never heard before. And I was like, what? Like, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's Uranus opposite of Mercury.
Wow.
Things you don't expect.
Any advice?
Hang in here. Remember who you are in this. Go ahead, Mark.
Remember who you are and stay balanced on the solid point. In other words, evaluate right away what's solid in the information you're getting and use that for your balance. Because you will hear things that are somebody else's opinion right now. There's a lot of that going around for you. And you need to be able to disregard what's just someone else's opinion or some story they throw at you to knock you off balance. And you need to just suss it out real quick and stay with what's solid.
And tell me, what's your work? Because it looks like your work is actually kind of expanding.
That's kind of interesting because I live in a place called Mission Beach, and it California, and it is a magical place. And I literally, it's like the universe is like hit me over the head with, hey, this is what you need to do. Hey, this is what you need to do. Because I was a speaker. I teach Ayurveda. I'm a coach. I love all the things I do, but I became a realtor just to make sure, you know, make ends meet, whatever. But
bills are paid.
I started a property management company as a means to bring retreats and cool things to Mission Beach because I'm a speaker and my husband's a speaker. And I was like, hey, you know, let's do this because, like, I'm not Deepak Chopra. I can't just draw an audience. And so this is this. I used to work with Deepak. I used to run his educational programs, and I used to think, oh, this will be easy. Well, no, we started our company in 2000. And I'm like, hey, wait, I can't draw those crowds. What's going on? And so it's been amazing. I know. But it's been amazing because, like, literally magical Mission Beach is, like, it won't go away. And during this pandemic, it has been unbelievable. My company has just grown, and it's a safe haven for people to be able to come and retreat and kind of be in a beautiful place near the water. It's a little peninsula on the
west
coast.
So your progressed moon is about, over the next month, it's not going to be, it's kind of wobbling. This is because you're dealing so much with the family process while your progressed moon exactly squares Pluto and your south node in Libra progressed. But then your progressed moon is going to come across your midheaven over the next 2 years. So I'd say that one of the things that can balance you from the power struggle in the family is to know that, A, you don't need their money. You've got your own, you know, the child who's got its own, you know, is blessed. And that your work looks like it can be very successful because when the progressed moon goes across the top of the chart, we put into place the work that we're going to do for the next 30-year cycle. And we have a minute. We have to get off. But I would say use your work as a way to distract yourself, balance yourself, and keep yourself on point on your life. Give her a hard time, but stay on track with what you've got, okay?
Yeah, and
I'm going to pull every thread. Yes, go, Mark.
I think that's really a good point, that you don't actually need the money. You want it to be handled properly and justly, but you have your own business.
Right.
Wow. Thank you both.
Good luck. We're going to say goodbye to you now and ask everybody to be kind to yourselves between now and through the holiday weekend. Be very tender with yourself in this process. Mark, what would you like to say?
And stay safe.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Stay safe, stay centered. And we'll see you all next week after the holiday, in between the holidays. This is Heather Rowan Robin saying goodbye from Montana. And Mark?
Mark Waltz saying, see you next week. Have a good vacation, or holiday, rather. And we will see you next week.
And And have fun brainstorming about this next 20-year cycle. We're finally able to just begin to see around the corner. Look ahead. Let that be a conversation with everybody this weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.